You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a kindergarten teacher who was talking to her children about Mother's Day. And so she began by asking the children what was the best thing they liked about their mother. And of course, all of them had a long list of things to say about how wonderful their mothers were. And then the kindergarten teacher asked them a different question. She said to them, "If you could change one thing about your mother, what would it be?" And one little girl raised her hand immediately, and when called upon, she replied, "I'd have her get rid of those two eyes in the back of her head." And then another little boy raised his hand, and when he was called upon by the teacher, he replied, "I'd make my mom smarter so that she would know that it was not me, but my sisters who did it. That's my favorite." It's by mere coincidence that this Feast of the Ascension this year falls on the second Sunday of May, observed traditionally here in our country as Mother's Day. It was the custom of the Church since the 4th century to celebrate this Feast of the Ascension on the 40th day of Easter, which would always be a Thursday. That came to be commonly known as Ascension Thursday. But it was in the year 2000, the United States bishops of each province in our country were given the option by the Vatican to move the celebration of this feast from the Thursday, the 40th day of Easter, to the seventh Sunday of Easter, because they felt, for pastoral reasons, more people could celebrate that feast on a Sunday than on a Thursday. Before the 4th century, this event of the Ascension did not have its own feast day, but was celebrated as part of the Feast of Pentecost on the 50th day of Easter, the feast we will celebrate next Sunday. Why does the Church consider this event of the Ascension to be a major feast, important for us to celebrate? The Ascension is our way of remembering that Christ, who returned to his Father in heaven, has entrusted to us the work that he has begun. The torch has been passed on to us. We are now to be Christ present in the world. And that's why, as we reminded our second reading today from the letter to the Ephesians, that we define the Church as the mystical body of Christ. We are to be Christ present to one another and to all people. That's our mission given to us by Christ himself. And so Christ leaving us is not an act of abandonment, but rather an act of empowerment and enablement. Christ has shown enough confidence in us to entrust to us the work he has begun. He has no plan B. It's all up to you and I, the Church, the body of Christ. As we remember this charge that Christ has given to us in this Feast of the Ascension, we also today thank God for the gift of our mothers, living and deceased. For like Jesus, who nurtured and taught his disciples and then sent them forth on their own, so too do our mothers nurture and teach us and then send us out on our own. And just as we as Church know that any good that we're able to accomplish, the credit goes to Christ, so too we know that any good that we as individuals accomplish, the credit must go to our mothers. For without Christ, there would be no Church, and without our mothers, there would be no us. And so today, let us thank Christ, the one who has given us our existence as Church, and let us thank our mothers, the ones who have given us our existence as human beings. By his ascension into heaven, Christ shows his confidence in us by leaving us on our own to continue his work. Just like our mothers give of themselves in countless ways each and every day so that eventually we can spread our wings, leave them, and be out on our own to live what they have taught us by their word and example. Let us pray then as disciples of Christ that we'll be deserving of Christ's trust and confidence. And let us pray that as sons and daughters of our mothers that we'll be deserving of our mother's trust and confidence in us. During this month of May, we are reminded that the best example we have to imitate as disciples of Jesus and as sons and daughters of our mothers is the example of Mary, mother of Jesus, and our spiritual mother. Let us pray this morning that Mary will help us to be better disciples of her son and better sons and daughters of our mothers.